welcome back.
Thank you.
To the bigger picture.
Thank you.
I know that we've spoken before, and Stephanie Charles, you are a gem, I promise you, because I remember the last time I spoke to you, and that interview was one of my favorite interviews.
Thank you. That was one of my favorites too. It was so like authentic, organic.
Yes.
So chill, like just fun. So
yes.
That.
Yeah. Now you just released a film, Aurora.
Yes.
It's directed by Dimitri Marantis.
Yes. Yeah, and we are submitting it to a few film festivals, so we're waiting to hear from them now. So
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have no doubt that it will go absolutely and make it into those festivals because you are just, again, you are a gem and you are so multifaceted with your talent. You know, you bounce back and forth. I mean, you're comedic, but you can be into serious roles as well. So it's fantastic. Now, you have the lead role in this film.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the film in your words.
Yeah, so Aurora is in the genre of horror, supernatural, mystery, suspense, thriller. All of my favorite genres.
Yes.
And it follows a psychic who I play, who is Aurora, which I play. And she has a premonition of her client's death. Mm. And she realizes if she doesn't save them, she will suffer the same fate. So it goes
wow.
through the whole roller coaster of like trying to save them. And then, you know, shit hits the fan and and that's that for her.
That is a lot of pressure. I mean, if you really think about that in real life terms, it's like, well, if I don't do it, you know, if I can't fulfill this job that I have, I mean, people are going to die. Isn't that, that's great.
I know, right? Thank you. Thanks for
now, tell me a little bit about your character though, as far as what did you give to her? Like, as far as being a psychic, like what kind of essence did you give her? What kind of background story?
The background story is that she has to make money. And is she really psychic or not? I don't know. I'll leave it up to you guys. You guys have to put it together. So she needs to pay the bills, and she may have or may not have some talent that
can help save lives.
Can help save lives.
Now, this role was so different from your previous roles, like Pains and Blackish. What made you choose this role?
Well, I've always played like the sweet girl next door. But
well, because your face is just so sweet. And, you know.
I see that. Thank you.
Of course.
But I've always been driven towards characters that are not as so sweet in the girl next door that, you know, that may be mischievous and maybe, you know, a little bit darker. Mm-hmm. And so I was excited to play this role because it's another side of me that I think everyone has multiple facet sides, and I could
absolutely
pull that out and show her character as she's vulnerable, yet she is strong, and she's, is she conniving? I don't know. We'll see. It's up to the viewers, but there's a lot of, it was a lot that I played with.
Yes. So I liked it. And that's what I meant when I was asking you about who she was. So there was vulnerability, there was strength, you know, within that character. And she had to try to balance.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I was like, those are actually the two things I like about a character. I like, I'm drawn towards characters who are strong, but has a vulnerable side and can play those two. Like, I love those characters. I want to play more of them.
And is that because it's something that you identify with? Obviously, like you have your, everybody's got their vulnerability, everybody has their strength, but you're able to pretty much exercise, I would think. I mean, I'm just guessing here, taking a stab in the dark. I'm
Well, yeah,
not an
I think so. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm strong. Sometimes I feel like, oh my God, I just can't today. You know?
Somebody take the reins.
Yeah, for real. So yeah, I guess. But yeah, I guess that's why I like it. I'm not sure. Yeah.
So, you know what? Tell me a little about why you got into acting.
I got into acting because it's a long story, so I don't know how I can make this short. I just like
I got all the time in the world.
I like the storytelling. I like to escape. I love to escape. I realize that when I'm tired or when I'm frustrated, I go towards watching a TV show that could take me out of
Away.
this moment. Yeah. Or go to the movies. So if I do that naturally on my in my personal life, why not create a career in that aspect of it? So I guess that's
Yes.
why, to express, to be creative, to escape.
Now, how long, I mean, you've been acting, like, was it something that you picked up as a child? Was it something that, you know, you kind of grew into and it was just like you had an aha moment?
I grew into that for sure. As a child, I was going back and forth. I actually wanted to be a singer. I wanted to be an entertainer.
Oh, I remember. I remember.
I wanted to be like Janet Jackson and Madonna, like the perform like the multifaceted singing and dancing type of performer. I was in so many different groups, was signed to Universal Motown. But between the time I was actually pursuing acting, I mean, the music industry, I was also acting on the side, but I wasn't 100% committed to it. I've taken classes, I've auditioned and yada yada yada. But one day I just realized that I was getting older, and then I was signed to Universal Motown, but it wasn't everything that I wanted it to be. I thought it was going to be, and the whole music industry is another beast. It's a beast within itself that I, that's another story. But I was like, I want to focus on acting. So I spent the first, so I came back to LA and decided to dive in completely into like, if I'm going to be an actor, I want to just go in and take classes and focus 100%. But then I realized that I also have, I'm a, I love genre. I love the horror genre. I love the mystery. And that's the thing that I really want to dive into and do more of, and be a series regular on a TV show that has the horror, supernatural mystery element to it, you know?
Right, you're not kind of like you're before it was like, okay, you were doing some side gigs and you know, you were pivoting because you were
Yes.
waiting for your for music to pick up
Yeah.
or and then it didn't pan out the way you thought it was because it just
Didn't work out.
the industry wasn't giving, it was
Yeah.
taking, it sounds like. That's I'm just this is just, you know, what I'm feeling. And
Yes.
so now that you've done some things, you got the sweet face. You're like, okay, I'm more than a sweet face. That's
Yes.
kind of like what I'm feeling right now.
Yes, exactly. So I have
So.
to find myself. I'm still, you know, like finding the roles, the stories that I want to tell. It's a journey, right? So
Yes.
yeah.
Yes, you're becoming. We are all becoming, you
Yeah.
know? And
Yeah.
now you're like, no, I have chops. And I want people to see that I have chops. You know, so I completely understand. Now, what kind of a vibe do you need on set? Or what, actually, I should, I, more importantly, what kind of energy on set are you like, no?
I don't like negativity. I don't like mean people. I don't like bullies.
Mean people.
I don't like bullies. It's all about positive. I understand filmmaking is stressful. It's not easy. The end result looks easy and fun, whatever, but the process is very challenging. So I understand people and the pressure can pull certain aspects that you may not like, personality that you may not like, to come out. But communication is very important, and being respectful is very important to me, and supporting each other is very important. So I strive to be that individual, all the time, and I don't like bully for sure. Don't
I
like
com
bully.
I mean, I
I have no
understand.
patience for
I
that.
do. I do. And you know what it is, when I found that with people, when you are a good person, like truly a good-hearted person, and you always try to, you give people the benefit of the doubt, and you give people the benefit of the doubt. You're that type of person, not I'm saying you, but I'm saying in general, that type of person. You get to a point where you're just fed up. And anybody that's a bully, you're just at a point where you're like, yeah, no. So it really aggravates you.
Exactly. Especially as a kid in junior high, I was bullied. I was a child that was bullied, and especially junior high. So I don't take that lightly. I don't like people mistreating other people. I
I
don't.
completely
I have
understand.
no
I can
tolerance for
relate.
that. No tolerance for that. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, what did you do to prepare for your character? Now, was there any kind of method acting you had to do? And actually, on the spot, before you answer that question,
Okay.
who are some of your favorite actresses in the supernatural psychological thriller genre? Is there anybody that you pull from?
There's so many actors. A lot of them aren't in the supernatural psychological genres, but I love Jamie Lee Curtis. She started in horror for a
She's
long
amazing.
time. Yeah, Demi Moore. She's done a couple of, like Ghost was more drama with the supernatural into it. I love Demi Moore and a lot of her work. And I forget her name. But she's in the Conjuring universe right now. She plays one of the what are the names? The
I told you I don't watch Conjuring. I think.
the psychic couple. So whoever, if horror fans, they know what I'm talking about. Their names. I apologize. I'm going blank right now.
A comment below if you can remember
Right.
the name.
They'll
No,
come to me
I
as soon
mean,
as you get off, like, dang.
I know. As soon as you get off, you're gonna the interview will be done, and you'll say, "Yeah, that was the name." I understand. And I Conjuring. Listen, I don't know what happened to me personally. Personally, I used to love scary movies. I was a kid, teenager, got into adulthood, loved it. I don't know what it is. I am terrified of certain scary, not all, certain scary movies. I don't
Yeah.
know why. I
Maybe in life, something, we grow.
how we evolve. Now, what was the energy like on set for Aurora? Was it, because you're in a movie that is, again, it's a psychological thriller, it's a horror. And so, what was the energy like to bring that stuff to light? I would think that it would be kind of eerie or creepy or.
It wasn't eerie or creepy. I don't know, I guess, because I don't know, it just wasn't. It was, I know I was a little bit nervous because it was my very first producing role.
A lot of work.
A lot of work, and I'm the lead.
Yes.
More just like, okay, this is all new. Every time you do something new, it's always kind of like, ooh. So it was kind of like nerve-wracking the first couple of days. But for the most part, it wasn't scary or eerie or anything. I mean, and like due to like budget restriction and limited resources, I had to like for instance, I had to be creative and like use my own space, my own apartment for certain scenes. So yeah, we just got to
Wow.
make it work, right?
So
So
you got a chance to eat, sleep, and breathe your work.
yes. Yeah,
You didn't get
exactly.
away from it.
No, not at all. But it was fun. I didn't, it was fun. I would definitely would produce again in the
What was your
future.
sleep schedule like?
Oh, shoot. It wasn't bad. It was just like 5 hours. So not bad. I do operate better on an 8 hour sleeping schedule. But that was cool. It's all right. It wasn't too bad.
Now, without giving the film away, what was your favorite part?
Like, okay, so it's a scene where you're anticipating what's gonna happen. I like those are the like the first the favorite those are my favorite moments in horror films. I don't care for the gore. I don't care for the actual jump. It's fun and everything, but it's more of the slow, methodical suspense, anticipation
That
of
climbing.
climax. Like, oh my God, why is it taking so long? What's going on? I know something's gonna happen. I just don't know when. Those are like the best part. I love them. And I felt like it was one scene where I'm looking for one of the characters, and I'm walking into this person's house, and it's a little slow, and it's going back and forth between my character and the other character, and it's yeah, that's my favorite part of the movie.
Yeah, so it kind of like gives you that creepy crawly sensation on the back of your neck. It's just kind of itching its way over. Is yeah, you don't know when the big boom is going to happen. Now, this was very different. This was very different from all the other roles. Most of the other, not all, but most of the roles that you've had before. What haven't you done that you would like to do? What type of role?
Well, I would still like to do more of that and grow and be, 'cause it's my first. So every time it's the first, it's always a challenge. You grow and you get better in that genre. So I continue to grow and create bigger and better, things
Bigger
within.
is better. Shameless
Exactly, the
plug.
bigger
Shameless
picture,
plug.
I definitely want to just evolve in that genre. And
Yes.
of course, not limit myself to that genre also.
Yeah, of course.
I love Marvel and DC action, badass. Like, I loved Storm. Storm, growing up, watching the X-Men
Yes.
and Black superheroes, like, I want to play her one day. So, yeah, I just like those stories as well. So yeah.
Well, you know what? It couldn't be a better time.
I know.
Because we women, you know what I mean? And in particular. And then, look, Spider-Man just came out.
Ooh, Winnie, that was so good. I loved it. It was so
Yes.
good. I
Yeah,
didn't see the
now
first
see,
one. I had to go get the second. I had to go back and watch the
I
first one.
didn't see the second one yet. So I saw the first one. I saw the first one and I loved it. So now I'm really, really anticipating this. My brother is gonna drag me. I'm gonna go see that one.
Exactly. I'm like, let's go. It was so good. Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Now, I know we can expect more roles like this one, as far as Aurora is concerned. But is there a role that you just will not do? Like, you don't care what kind of pay, you don't care
There's quite
who's
a few.
directing or who's producing.
Like anything that has to do with like killing kids or hurting kids or stuff, I don't, I can't mess with that.
Yeah, no.
Like you, I mean, most like anything that's to do with like pedophilia or anything, like I
Yeah,
can't.
anything. Yeah, no, I can completely understand that. Yeah, or like you said, in killing children, because, and there are movies like that. There are. So, yeah, I can completely understand that. I was just curious if there's just something that maybe you just couldn't see yourself getting into.
Okay, I love horror, but for some reason I just do not want to mess with the Ouija board.
With what?
The Ouija board. Anything
Oh, she said
like
if the Ouija
playing.
board is in the movie, I'm not with it.
I know, like, well, I just don't want to be the character around it or
Right,
playing.
right. So you're
I
not,
don't know.
you're not doing anything like The Craft, is what you're saying.
Did they use the
Did
Ouija
they? I
board?
thought they did. I thought they did. They didn't? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I did like the craft though.
I did like the crest. So you'd be like, you'd be a witch. Right? Oh my goodness, I could so see you. And I
I
just
would be a witch. I
like in
don't
a charmed.
have
You
any
know, they
questions.
need to do a charmed. We need to redo that in like an
Well,
updated version of that.
they did do a reboot on
No, did
CW.
they? Oh, well, no. They need it again, and you should be in it.
I would though. So would love to be in that kind of story. Yeah.
Now, personal question. You just mentioned you would never want to do anything that has to do with the Ouija board. So, is there a part of you, as far as belief in the supernatural, like where do you stand on that?
I do believe in a supernatural, but then there's a part of me that question if there is. Do I want to experience it? I don't. I want to experience this side. I don't want to experience nothing that's the negative, the dark side of it at all. Over there. So yeah, I do believe in something. I just want to find out if it's real or not with
She
the
said, I'm not sure if I believe, but I'm not taking any chances, is what I
Yeah,
just heard.
that's pretty much what I'm trying to say. That's pretty much what I'm trying to say.
I can't even be mad at that, I tell you. Now, is there any advice that you'd like to offer any aspiring actors out there?
I'd say rejection is part of the game, and that's part of growth. And don't allow that, and don't let that stop you from actually pursuing it wholeheartedly. You know, that's with any that's with any career really. There's a lot of ups and downs and challenges that comes with it, but especially in the acting world.
Absolutely. Can we expect any more skits from you? Because I remember your skits. I used to watch your skits and I thought that they were very funny
Oh, thank
and
you.
very, and I know that you're going into you're evolving. I do know. So better yet, can we expect any skits that have to do with more of a psychological thriller edge?
Oh. Yes. Yes, absolutely. I'm working on one right now. I wouldn't say skit because a skit it would fall under comedy, right? I
Right,
would like
that's true. That's true. Wrong wording.
like a
Correct.
short little mini video that falls under
Like a pilot type thing or.
like yeah 2 to 3 minutes of like a horror type of video for Instagram. You could definitely expect that from me. I'm working on one with a couple of friends right now, so
Oh, good. That's great. And speaking of friends, is there any shout outs? Do you have any shout outs for anybody out there?
Yeah, to the castmates and director Dimitri Marantis, you are awesome. Awesome director, very hardworking, and the cast, they're amazing. Thanks, everybody.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Stephanie, it has been an absolute pleasure. I am not surprised at
You.
all. And thank you. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank
And
you.
everyone out there, please Follow Stephanie Charles. That's on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, correct? All right, excellent, excellent. LinkedIn, I bet too, right? Are you
I am on LinkedIn, yes.
LinkedIn?
Yep.
Excellent, excellent. Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
That's it. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Thank
Yes, thank
you.
you. Thank you so much. All right, love. Have a good evening. Everyone, thank you for stopping by the Bigger Picture. Stay tuned. I'm sorry, next Thursday, we will have a follow-up show, and you better stay tuned to see who it is. All right, bye.